Don't worry about it.
I've been having a rodent issue.
Ew.
They've been eating all my snacks.
Outside?
Wait, what? Inside the house?
Like they're in my room. No, I have. So like I said last episode, yeah. I don't have much storage in my house. And I have a small pantry in the kitchen. So we built this outside pantry. And it's pretty secure. And somehow these, I like to say mice, but I'm pretty sure they're rats. Chew away. Mice seem so much sweeter, right? Like they just seem like
they do
little.
They're small. Adorable. They're, they don't have like the crazy.
They have now
tail.
Gnawed. Okay, they have gnawed on plastic. They've gnawed on. They've chipped away the wood and found a way in. I went to grab some Cheez-Its today, and they were all the bags were open, and I was like,
Oh my
I was
God,
like washing my hands.
You have to dispose of everything now.
Yeah, you got just like
everything.
Take a torch.
What do you mean?
Because here's the problem.
Okay, tell me
that in the event, that one of those. Mice.
Yeah.
Or rats, most likely.
Okay. Yeah. Rats.
Has touched poison.
Yeah.
And they have like rabies
really,
and stuff.
It's really fucking bad.
Oh, God.
And for example, like even has poison on, like rat poison on their mouth, and their mouth skims a bag, and then someone goes to eat it, and they lick their, and then now they have rat poison.
Oh, no. Like,
I mean, do you think she would actually go back into like the Cheetos and like eat?
No, but
food?
I'm just saying.
That was like, maybe.
No, I threw away like almost everything. And then there was like a, I don't know, like 6 bags of pretzels that were not touched. And so we sprayed them with.
What?
Like Clorox.
You would, yeah.
They weren't opened.
You know what you should get? Yeah, I think you should toss it all and start over. You know what? Leanne and Bert were having a rat problem.
Yeah.
And they got plastic Tupperware and just started putting all their snacks in that and closing it.
Oh.
So that the rats wouldn't touch.
No. I'm going to send you photos. The rats have chewed through plastic bins.
What?
I want to see.
Oh, those are rats. That's
pantry.
Not a mouse being
hello.
Like, those are like nuclear rats that might have survived the poison. And now they're like
they
Ninja Turtle rats.
Through like Tupperware?
Oh my God. I have to show you pictures.
Yeah, there needs to be photo of it. Like this is.
You guys.
Are you sure
I'm
it's a rat? Is this a raccoon?
It's
not.
It could be. Or
it's not.
Possum?
They're too small to get into where they've
been
getting in.
You need to set
in.
Up a camera
are rats
out there
that
and
strong?
See what's happening.
That grosses me out now that rats are that strong. I had no idea.
Oh,
yeah.
The capability. Then the guy, so I had the exterminator come because I really was attributing it to the heat. I thought, it's so hot. It's going to go away. It's because my husband kept saying, set traps. I'm like, I don't want to. We're on a hillside. Like they live here, whatever. And then I don't even know what my point is that they just like kept chewing their way through.
Duran one said like the traps, like snap their necks.
Yeah.
Oh no!
That's what I kept.
Do rats like
that.
Heat? Is that what I don't understand? The whole
no. Well, like so when it was really hot, like
hungry?
Ants were coming out, like on everyone had ants everywhere. Like I think it like makes and spiders, you know, just like everything comes out. And and so then I had like the exterminator people come
exterminator
out.
Exterminator explained it to me when the heat levels get really really hot, insects and rodents tend to go inside to look for.
Yes.
Water.
Yes. So that's my point. This is my point. Gosh, I'm losing my mind. He said, he was like, well, you know, rats are pretty low on the totem pole. They only have 30% vision. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm starting to feel so bad for them. They just like are looking for, they even like tore apart toilet paper things.
Oh yeah.
Because they're making nests. What if I was like, toilet paper?
They're like,
probably
they're like homeless people.
Yes. Yeah, they're repurposing everything.
Well, maybe you should make another snack pantry just for the rats because you feel so bad for them. So like they can have like their own little space
you're
like, this is for you.
I should.
Don't touch my stash.
I should.
Do like a low photo of a rat. Just be like, come on.
Everyone's welcome.
And then the other one's like this.
A little doormat.
Wait, I'm trying to remember. I'm going to try and find a picture because it's, you guys would be shocked that they're trying to get into these bins. It's
well,
like,
it's insane. It's nothing is shocking. Nothing is shocking. Oh, here we go.
Rats eating.
I have to say, I did find my first rat ever in like the longest time of living in LA. Toby bought me this bird feeder. It's got a camera on it.
Oh, I've always wanted one.
I was going to say, did you see it in our house?
No. But those are cool.
Yeah. The idea is cute, but we didn't want to hang it on the tree. We wanted to put it like on the outside barbecue area.
Oh yeah.
And like birds are messy. Yeah. So now there are seeds everywhere. Like, and I'm like, we got to get rid of this. So I was going to go and like chuck it. And there was a rat like fully like playing in it. Like
ew.
It was like a bubble bath. It's like,
just throwing it up in the air. I know those bird feeders are tricky. Oh, look at that. Ew, look at the little black one. Oh,
what? Those are mice.
No, that's a
rat. No, that's
rats chew through concrete. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, see, those are kind of cute.
It's crazy. Like, they're pretty committed to whatever endeavor they have embarked upon. They're like
wood chip. I bet they're like, it's like the P22 rumors. Like the fact that they're probably like, this bitch in the hills has an entire pantry full of snacks outside for us.
It's for us. She is so hospitable.
Party at their
chocolate chips, anyone?
Rats.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of genius to have like a separate pantry because I feel like your pantry can't get big enough. Because like,
you can fill like a gas. You know what I mean?
Mine's like empty all the time, kids.
Mine's really empty because now I've had to just basically torch everything.
Did you put snacks in their lunchbox?
Oh, today? And my refrigerator's broken. It's been broken all week. So basically, I'm just
Oh my God, did they chew through it maybe?
The wire.
Conspiracy.
The
rats
wire
are just like colonizing in your entire house.
No, it's not the wire, but it's so annoying. So I have that fridge outside. I moved some stuff out there, but I haven't been to the store in like weeks. And now my entire family is just like, it's like too much effort to go to the garage and get anything. So we're like, I guess we're not eating. I guess we're just going to starve.
The new LA
diet. I'd rather Postmates then.
Totally. It's too far.
I guess.
Just sending a bunch of rats.
I'm getting a photo. My nanny's going to send a photo of the bin. I have one bin left to show you guys, but this has been my life.
Wow. So what are you going to do? Where are you going to put all your food?
Glass.
That's a separate issue, but glass. I am going to, like metal.
Yeah.
I am going to set traps.
And then you could bring one in and be like, hello, now you're part of the show.
Cautionary.
He's going to be the mascot.
Cautionary tale. Did you guys ever see the Muppets Take Manhattan when they were like the rats that lived in the kitchen? The ones just like, hello.
Yeah. That's your house right now.
We need cameras. We'll show on that.
Okay. We totally didn't introduce Kamala.
She's like, okay. Oh my God. Go.
Kamala is with us. So
people want to call you Kamala?
All the time now.
Kamala?
It's kind of a celebrity name.
Kamala. Yeah.
Is it spelled the same?
It's not. So my mom actually, you don't even know this. My mom got my name from Kamala. There was a girl, an Indian girl on our street growing up named Kamala. And she's like, I really like that name. I'm just going to phonetically spell it wrong so that I am forever harassed in my entire life. So it's spelled Kamella. Phonetically it reads Kamala. So my whole life.
Kamala.
People say Kamala.
Oh,
in Mexico, they say Kamea.
Oh.
But wait, what's the correct pronunciation?
Kamala. It's Pamela with
a C. It's Pamela with a C.
Kamala. And is that how you say Kamala?
Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala. Kamala. Like a comma and la.
Okay, guys, this is juicy. Halston, is there any way to put this on? Like, literally.
Juicy.
It's. Oh, yeah, I'm going to. Sorry, it's too juicy, you guys. This is just fascinating. I love it. Okay, so everyone botches your name, but I like the name.
Oh, thank you.
Kamala. What does Toby call you? Cam?
Cam, because you want to know why? Because in England, it's Kamala is very popular.
Your husband's British?
My husband's British.
Okay.
And for the longest time, he couldn't say it. But then, I mean, he's going to hate the fact that I say this, but at our wedding in Bali, granted the guy, he wasn't a priest, he was the ordained minister, whatever, calls me, goes, and to repeat after me, I, Toby, take Kamala. And I grab the microphone and I go, it's Kamala. I'm like, are we having a Ross and Rachel moment right now? Who's Kamala?
Who are you even talking about?
Everyone's dying of laughter. So that broke the ice. Everyone's sobbing because it's a cute moment.
So he just calls you Cam.
But then he's like, okay, so now it's your turn. And Toby goes, you can call me Tony. It's Toby.
You guys are both different people.
Yeah. I mean, it just turned into this laughing joke. So now it's just Cam. We used to house people all the time back in the way, a bachelor pad. So everyone's like, you need to have a hotel name. And so Chateau, what? We're like Chateau Cameltoe, Camel and Toby.
Cameltoe.
What do you call that when you mix the names together? Like the Brangelina
moment. I love that two insanely good looking people have the name of their home is Cameltoe.
Would you guys care to see what the rats have done at my house? This is just one, by the way. I've thrown away
gross.
Bins.
Look at how many bites that is.
And can I add, in this bin, there were only paper bags. There was no food in this. But the one they did before was a similar bin and it was filled with dog food. They loved that. They were like swimming in
it.
They were,
you've got to throw out the dog food.
Obviously. Okay. I love that she doesn't trust me. She thinks I'm repurposing.
You can't eat the Cheetos that they opened up. Don't eat the Doritos.
Too late.
I know. Like
too late. Yeah. No, so that's Rizzo. That's the guy I want to have on as a guest. Go back.
Rizzo?
Go back. Yeah, or her.
Muppet?
Or Yolanda.
Oh my God,
Rizzo.
I remember.
Rizzo would be a great podcast guest.
You should put that on the outside of your pantry.
Should I put that on the outside of the rat pantry?
Be like, hey, yo, rats.
Everyone's welcome.
That's your new pantry welcoming mascot.
Okay, sorry, I digress, but this is a real thing happening to me right now.
I mean, that's kind of like,
who's going to throw out the traps?
People have like
they come
crazy
back.
Fear of rats. Like,
oh, they said, you know, you can do the traps where they catch them and let them loose. Oh,
please, it's time to die.
No.
Or relocation.
They relocate them.
I don't care.
We'll drop them off in Studio City.
No, I want a cautionary tale to all the other rats that you can't step into my pantry anymore.
Oh, I feel bad for him.
I resisted. Okay, camel toe. Well, yes. You know, we talked about camel toes on the show before.
Because it's a thing.
It's a thing.
It is a thing.
Especially with all the women in leggings.
So Kamala joined right after Dom left.
I was going to say.
Sam and I had Dominic and Teddy, dragonflies, and then they jumped in for Kinderbugs right after you left. That's how we met. And then everyone kind of thought you were a bitch.
Wait, so she,
and
she,
so like, you didn't really have any friends in there besides me. I was like, she's really not a bitch, you guys.
Why did everyone think you were a bitch?
Greg, she's pretty. I don't know.
Were you giving bitch vibes?
I don't know. I'm pretty welcoming. I'm a hugger. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
I think always people smiling. Were just standoffish with you.
Oh, maybe because I wasn't.
So wait, so this
the
was
block.
The.
But I knew the teachers because I had Evie in it.
Yeah.
So maybe it's because I felt like overly welcome because I knew the class so well from
like,
the years before.
But for a newbie.
She's too confident
to be in
kindergarten.
This was the year after Tom. So in the last year there, like the pre-K.
Yes.
Yeah. Got you.
Transitional.
Got you. Are you with Cotty now too?
No.
I mean, I wish, but then we have the baseball thing that we have in common. But we were saying our boys are so close that it's really nice that they don't have to fight against other kids, like trying to be like part of the little crew.
Oh, what'd you do last night?
She goes ham.
I mean, can I just tell you how much fun I had? We went line dancing for a friend's birthday. I mean, who knew? In LA, there'd be a country scene.
What?
Yeah. What kind of creeps hang out there in LA?
And what kind of friend wants to go do that?
A girl from Kansas City.
Oh. I mean, I've never done it, so I can't knock it.
I wouldn't know how to. I mean, I guess
no,
I just
they
dance
teach you.
The line. But
it's so fun.
Okay.
I mean, and it's kind of like, it's like a learning curve, right? With like a couple, it's like bowling. Kind of suck when you're sober. You have like a couple of drinks. You're really comfortable. You like a little loose, you know, little muscles.
What were you drinking? Yeah. Like beers?
I mean, seltzer,
gross.
Which we'll get into that later.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So had a couple little high noons.
Okay.
A little bit of tequila. Got the shimmy on.
Okay.
But then there's like a learning curve, right? Where you have one too many and then like your coordination and everything else, just like you just have to sit down because then it just goes out the door. But this place
seem fun. Dancing.
It was so fun.
Any kind of like dancing.
Stripping.
Like drinking and dancing, but not like serious dancing. Like just like it is kind of fun. Stripping. Pole dancing.
Remember when we'd like to just go sit at strip clubs at the end of the night?
That was weird. Are there even any anymore around?
So. Crazy Girls is still there.
I just went to the Body Shop on Saturday.
Ew,
what's wrong
you
with
can't
me?
Even drink there.
I know.
Our
friend bought it and we
can you
were
drink
supporting
any of them?
And it was like we came for a minute and then like left.
Can you drink at any of them now? Is it a little?
No, you can drink. They just can't show nipples if you drink.
Oh, is that
what?
The rule?
Mm-hmm. Since when?
Since 20 years ago when you and I were going there.
That was a law then?
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't show nipples?
No, they'd wear like really like thin thongs and like titty tassels.
Yeah, or like the
Body
stickers,
Shop,
which was
they
worse.
Are fucking nude. Like gynecological exam. Like up and down that
OB.
Pole. Yeah. And everyone's drinking water.
Hence why we didn't stay long. We were saying hi to friends. There were like 30 of us.
Oh, here
too.
You go. Clubs are fully nude or sometimes allowed to, but usually dancers cover their genitals. Maybe it's just their hoo-has they have to cover.
Yeah, it's not the. It's hoo-has. Yeah.
You seem a little too well versed in that area.
Halsey's doing an acoustic set there later tonight.
I just Googled it.
You guys, the other night I had too much to drink, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but like when I got home, I felt like I was like Bigfoot. I was like, every step I took, I felt like I was like four times as big as I actually am. I don't know. It was like, I was definitely, coordination seemed fine, but just like the impact was high impact.
Did someone comment?
No, but I was like, I sounded like a Clydesdale walking through the house. I don't know. No,
that's what I call my husband. I'm like, you're so heavy footed.
Yeah.
Can you not I'm like the walk one. Normal?
Can you guys, do you know this? I know who's walking towards my room, of my kids or my husband or my dogs.
Well, 100%. I would hope your dogs. Yeah. Well,
each dog.
Oh no.
I know there's a different.
I'm the heaviest footed person in the house. Mike, when he wakes up, you'd be convinced he lived alone. I'm like, any more noise you'd like to make? Like, it's like going through dog. I'm like, are you playing in the dog food right now?
Like with the rats?
Yeah. Like, it's like, goosh, goosh.
Is Rizzo here goosh. With you?
I was like, what are you doing?
No, that's going to be Jigs.
Oh, yeah.
Jigs is like, I'm like, oh, my God. Can you not? I mean, it's a man thing. It's like a
So wait, so tell us more about yourself. Kadi,
talk to us.
Okay,
Kadi, tell me more about myself.
Well, no, tell us like. Because she's been
now
talking,
that I'm learning,
she's
about,
been talking about you for a long time.
Oh,
and you've been ghosting us. So now that you're here, I need to know like the core facts.
Yeah. So okay. So we met 2 years ago. We started hanging out kind of casually.
We did. I think it was because our boys
liked each other.
Yeah, together. And then you and I just started chatting as we were picking them up, and it was like kind of like you. I'm totally vibing with you. And then it was at Teddy's birthday that I came over. And like everyone always complains that at these young kids' birthday parties, like nobody has booze because they're like, oh, what kind of parent are you to bring your kids over and like, you know, like have alcohol? Like, I don't know.
Who are these people?
Not us.
100%. No. So a lot of times everyone's like, I don't know what to do because that's like very judgy. You're picking up your kid, you're going to have one and like put them back in your car and leave.
Yeah.
But Kadi is just like, oh God, can you help me with this whispering angel and set this little tub up? I'm like, oh God, I knew I liked you because I was, I think, hungover at the time too and like needed a little pick me up.
Yeah. So then we both departed, went to separate schools. And then we started meeting up for twice a week all summer for baseball. And they called us, there were two teams, and they called us the Sober Sobas because like no one on our team really drank except the two of us. So then we made it like sport where we were like, every week we're going to try a different canned alcohol.
You mentioned this. Yeah.
So we went through.
To be incognitos, which we weren't with our gigantic luxury chairs that look like recliners.
No one else is showing up with like non-alcoholic beverages in a cooler.
I mean, I had a couple of LaCroix in there just for fun.
La Croix.
I mean,
what did we start with? We started.
Well,
we landed on our top three. Our top three.
We did.
We determined since we were going to make this like, Mike was like, how long have you guys been doing this?
I mean, it's been
like several weeks.
We were thinking by the end, we would just be like, oh, screw it. Just like grab a little shaker and just be like,
what do you think?
We don't care.
Yeah. We don't care. You guys all know.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
We smell like booze.
I know what my top one was.
Which one? At the time. Well, volley was your number one.
I love that. That was our one. Yeah. The volleys never failed.
What are the volleys?
My husband stopped drinking actually for a year and he loved volleys. So we have like cases upon cases of them in the garage.
What are they?
There are a lot of cases.
It's like tequila.
Yeah. It's just very clean.
Soda.
Oh, it is alcohol.
It is alcohol.
So you had a lot because he stopped.
So he had two flavors. He had lime and grapefruit. And grapefruit was my jam. You kind of leaned towards lime.
I kind of went back and forth.
That was one of the top ones, clean.
Yeah.
Just like second no, top like, one. Because second we had top some. One was Sprinter.
Oh, that one was good.
Kendall Jenner's vodka sodas.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh.
So good.
I'm curious
it's sweet,
about those.
But not too sweet.
They're so good.
Because I feel like it's they, on a sweeter side. I don't think I could do more than two.
Are they sweet? There's sweetness in it?
They're not. Compared to the volleys.
The volley is like just
I've
clean.
Never heard of volley. Sprinter, I've heard of.
I've never heard of volley either.
So is it like actual sugar or is it fake sugar in the Sprinter?
I feel like there's like a monk fruit action and something in it. Maybe something.
Monk fruit?
Something good for you.
A monk
some
fruit
collagen. A collagen booster.
Exactly. I mean.
They were really delicious. If they were ice cold, oh my.
Why wasn't I at ice cold?
Maybe they'll send us some.
Lukewarm.
Sprinter, send us some drinks, please.
Made real fruit juice, premium vodka, and soda water. Sprinter's vibrant, electric, juicy, and bold.
I mean,
it is so fucking delicious.
Mm,
so then,
delicious. Wow.
I
feel like there's another ingredient in there that they're not sharing.
Crack. 100%. Heroin. Yeah. Do you know what else I really liked? I liked that Paloma we tried. I brought that for the last practice. Farewell.
Our farewell.
Black cherry.
It was so good.
Yeah.
I want some.
Yeah. We should have brought them today as like a little like taste tester. Yeah.
I have so many. I thought about it because I have so many in Bert and Leanne's fridge at their Real House.
Oh, well, let's get them.
They're so delicious.
We started with the Bev thing. That's how our friendship started.
That's how our friendship started.
Yes.
Bev.
Because we started doing play Bev? Dates.
They're delish.
What the hell are you like? Oh, feel like you guys
it's like
are
a whole nother language. I know.
Yeah.
This is Bev.
Bev's been around. I feel
run by women, owned by women.
Like
made by.
This drink is like by my women. Pandemic. This is my pandemic drink.
Oh my God. I didn't know they had so many variations.
I mean, look how pretty they are.
There's my favorite's the far left.
But they will get you tanked.
They get you fucking
shmammered.
College buzz. We are like, I'm gonna have like two tortillas before I get behind the wheel. Like,
I gotta absorb.
Like, it was like,
I love our live studio audience in there. It really like brings me to life.
Yeah.
The Bevs are the fucking bomb.
They are.
All right. So aside from your guys' love for canned alcoholic beverages, how did your relationship deepen?
I dove into this is how it deepened.
Okay.
I dove into your Instagram one night.
Oh.
I was like, why is she so healthy? Why is she so fit? And discovered your cranium.
Yeah, my craniotomy.
And then, of course, I couldn't help the next day. I was like, I didn't sleep. I need to know everything that happened to you. How old were you?
Yeah, especially being a hypochondriac that you are. You go into like deep rabbit holes and spin.
No, you know what it was? It was your craniversary. Craniversary.
Oh, right.
Stop.
And it just it blew up
brain,
on the Instagram.
I had
Instagram.
A brain tumor 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my
it
God.
Came up out of nowhere. That's why you were so inquisitive because you're like,
I have
so many migraines. Do I have one?
Yep.
Like, what
is
were
that
your
how
symptoms?
You found it with because you had migraines?
No, I've never, I like never, ever, ever had migraines. Like in college, like never had hangovers, like never had a headache. And then you're like, I have this thing. I've got a twitch. Like I need to get an MRI. Like that's not how it happened.
I was like, my eye.
It was just like,
just going.
It was just, one day I just had like a seizure out of nowhere, like no previous history of anything, like no vision loss, hearing loss. Thank God my husband was there at the time and the kids were like so little.
Yeah.
And I went like full blown, like foaming at the mouth, that kind of a seizure,
whoa.
Like straight out of a movie.
Whoa.
It was on 420. So when we called the ambulance, they thought, oh, I don't know, maybe she's
drugs
intoxicated, like,
weed.
You know, whatever. But I mean, two little kids are running around. So then I went into the ambulance. I was in a coma. I had another one. So they're like, oh no, this is like brain situated. So they put me at the Providence Burbank Hospital.
I love that hospital.
It's a great hospital. They got me right in. And then my husband was waiting in the emergency room. I had another one. And then the nurse came out and she's like, I don't know how to tell you this, but there's a mass on your wife's brain and it's not looking good. So now Toby is like falls to the ground. It's just like looking at his, you know, he's a producer. So like his producer brain is like, hey, what needs to happen next to make this, you know, like emotions aside, because I will drown in it. Like what needs to happen? And so.
And wait, how old are your kids at the time?
I like Jigs was like a year and a half. Evie was like almost four.
God damn.
And so I think Evie, she remembers like me being on a stretcher. And then like, obviously, I mean, the pictures are insane. And so. They brought me, I mean, God, it's such a dark topic, but no, it's good to talk about it. And although it scares everybody because they're like, oh my God, do I have one? How'd you get it? Like,
was it benign?
So that's the thing. It looked benign, but then when they cut it open, the pathology report said that there were like some aggressive like cells in it. So they had to take out more dura, more brain matter. And so, I mean, that's my excuse for anything now. I'm like, oh, I can't.
No,
I lost my train of thought, you know, the tumor situation. And it's like my get out of jail.
Where
free
was
card.
It on your head?
Right here. So you can see like a scar here.
Oh, so it was right in the front. I don't know why I picture it because I picture it a lot. I don't know why. When picturing I think of me? You, I'm like, it's right around here.
Yeah.
I'm so too bad. Do you feel like you're 100% now?
So I get an MRI done like every 9 months. And so they check to make sure that there's like no regrowth.
Yeah.
So the thing about a tumor is it grows like a millimeter every year. So it was 2.5 centimeters. So it's been growing for like quite some time, like 20 years. So when I think back about in my 20s, I did have panic attacks when it started to come. So, but I don't want to tell you that because you're going to be like, fine. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
No, it's no, okay. No, Gotti has MRIs like every year just for fun.
Of your head?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, for sport.
Just kidding. No. But I just got blood work and I feel really good.
Well, I had blood work too and they didn't catch it. Okay.
Oh my God. Oh,
I know. I'm sorry.
She just had pre-nuvo. She's fine.
Oh, you got it done? Did we talk about this?
I did pre-nuvo. And what else I thought of you?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yes. I don't know if I could do it again. It was a little panicky. But I also went to a new doctor and they do these scans. They offered me three scans, three different types of lab work that are out of pocket. The first one is just cancer. Scans for 50 cancers. They do it through blood work.
Okay, scan like what?
That test is not sound, but okay.
Like blood scan?
What's the name of that one? It's called, it's a new one. It's a new test. It's a blood test. It says cancer screening, but it also can be often false. Like there's like quite a few false positives and also can be false negatives. Like it's not completely.
Can you imagine a false positive?
What's the name of that test?
Genevieve?
Genesis or something. Halston, will you look that up? The blood test for like 100 type of cancers or something. It's like it's a new blood test.
Great. Well, I'm glad I just paid $1,800 for that.
It's called Gallery.
You should have done your research.
Yeah.
Who told you it was bad?
Well, my GI guy did it and wants me to do it because he does it in office and it's like $2,000. My dad was like, if you read about it, there's quite a few caveats to be like this percentage of false negatives, this percentage of false positives. And yeah. I don't know. I mean, witch hunts are witch hunts. You go, sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're
lovely. So I just got that one done.
You just do this and it came back?
No, it takes 2 weeks.
Uh-oh.
So I'll let you know how that turns out.
At least you know if anything, any bad news happens, it could be false.
That's true.
You're welcome.
Isn't that a blessing?
So that's the silver lining.
And if any good news happens, again, it could be false.
You just like have no idea.
So great.
But pre-nuvo is like very...
Pre-nuvo, I think, pre-nuvo. is pretty...
accurate. And
yeah.
Because you could see things.
It can flag.
Yeah, well, the doctor I saw was like, you had an executive physical. Which they do the scans, the sonograms.
You did?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So he's like, that's good for 3 years. Like if you had zero calcium in your...
calcium?
They look for calcium in like your
arteries and stuff to make sure it's not
blocking. And then it'll tell you what's your percentages. Like, so they were like, I had zero and I had a lung scan that was clear. Anyways, they offer three tests. This was one.
This and the other one? Oh my God.
I did Pre-Nuvo. Now I did this. There's two others they offer.
Does your insurance pay for any of it?
No. Yeah. I'm just hemorrhaging money on fucking false negatives. glad that you got a chuckle out of that one.
Money well
spent. Our studio audience loves that one.
There's another one that costs $8,000 and you only do it once your entire life.
Oh my God, that has you written all over it. Let's put more money into this.
That's a harder fee to hide, you know?
Yeah.
I can fudge $1,800. $8,000 is kind of like,
I did a thing.
Like, I was like, pre-nuvo is
how much? Like 35?
Pre-nuvo is like 2,700, 2,400.
So we're inching up to the $8,000. You should have just done the $8,000 and you should have
gotten all. The $8,000 only happens once. And that's what's fascinating. He's like, this is the Mac Daddy one, where as science evolves and they learn more, it will always update your file and your statistics. And like, it'll be like, some people, it'll be like, alcohol is good for your biochemistry for this reason, or it's not. You don't react well.
Can we Google what scan you only have to do once? Is it a scan?
It's not a scan, it's blood work.
Oh, blood.
You know what, Sandra? If you want to go into my office, on the floor is my purse.
$8,000
I think I have the pamphlets in my purse.
Pamphlets.
I have all the pamphlets.
So, okay. So that's traumatic, obviously. Yes.
It was.
Was it an insane recovery? Do you feel it was like insane. It's, how many years ago was that?
It was just 5 years ago.
Okay.
It was like, you know, it's your brain. So you have no idea how you're going to recover when you come out of it. It's like, all right, can you speak well?
Yeah.
Do you know things?
Fuck,
your
I never
memory,
thought about that.
All the things, right? And they told my husband like all the bad things that could happen to just prep him. So he's like, great. And he walks into the room and my head's in a turban and I see him and I go, hi, honey. And he just starts bawling. He's like, she knows who I am. And I'm like, I am so hungry. How long was I in for? And he's like, that was like 9.5 hours. I'm like, I'm starving. Aren't we in Westwood? Can you get me a bolognese? Because I'm like, I love food so much. Yeah. And he goes, she's back. This is my girl. She's asking for bolognese. Someone grab her bolognese.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, everything was great. And then I'm like, how long do I have to sit in this for? Because I've got like things to do, places to be. I had like Stagecoach that weekend. He goes, yeah, honey, you're not going to Stagecoach. No. I'm like,
you and your fucking country shit.
No, this, no, I, this is weird. There's like the two times.
So
this is not, okay, that's so not
it went like it was a hip-hop thing, as good as it could go.
It went as good as it can go. But then I was like bedridden, like just very tired.
Yeah.
For like a good six weeks. And then watched it for like the next like 8 months.
Was there anything that you noticed that you're like, whoa, this feels different or that feels different or not really?
I had like a lisp coming out of it that only I could hear. I would ask my husband, I'm like, am I speaking funny? And he's like, no. I'm like, I'm starting, I feel like there's something like a movement, like muscle
motor.
Movement.
Yeah. Yeah.
But only I heard it.
Yeah.
So
do
that's
you still
good.
Hear it?
I don't.
Okay. Yeah. It's, also it's probably you were gone. Like hyper, like
aware.
Analytical.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But like my appetite was great. I mean, everything was fantastic. Like, thank God it was, as if it were to happen, it was the right place at the right time. Yeah. I mean, I had angels just surrounding me.
Wow.
Like the universe.
That's wild.
Like definitely helped me out on that one.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't really. God.
So because there were some aggressive cells, did they have to do any kind of radiation?
So that was the thing. They like asked me, they're like, would you like to radiate? 50% of the doctors and neurosurgeons said, it's up to you, but yes, to prevent it. And the other ones were like, well, like radiology, you just actually don't even know because it has to go through the, like through where it is to pinpoint that area. Yeah. So what if it like, I don't know, gets another part of the brain, you know, and then all of a sudden I have like something. This is a,
so you didn't do it. So you didn't do it.
This is why we don't go deep into it. Cause then her brain just spins.
Did you do it or not?
No, I didn't do it. We went with our gut instinct. I'm like, why? I mean, if I'm getting MRIs all the time. In the beginning, I was getting MRIs like every 3 months.
Yeah.
So obviously it doesn't grow that fast. And if it did, they would have caught it. And then I would have done radiology.
Yeah.
Smart. So now, has it grown at all?
No, touch wood.
Touch wood.
Wood. It's not there anymore. It's not going to grow because it's not there.
But we don't know.
No, but why are you still doing MRIs then?
To make sure that it's not there.
To monitor.
Well, exactly. That's what I meant.
If I go to like 10, if I go to 10 years without it regrowing, they say that the likelihood of it growing is like less than 1%.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. But we don't know how we got it. So like, I don't know, like maybe I'm doing something I'm not supposed to. I'm not really sure. Eating kind
of. I don't know that there's always a reason of why you got it.
We're thinking like just hormonal, just because like when I went deep dives and just sitting in bed, just like on my phone, I was starting to see, you know, how like breast cancer is linked to like high estrogen and all these things. I mean, you have that, you know, cell in you that can activate.
Yeah.
And so we're thinking that maybe is a progesterone thing. And my hormones were funky because I did IVF.
Oh.
I did a lot of birth control situations since I was 16, like most people do anyway. But I feel like when you play around with your hormones, it's just like, no bueno.
Yeah. Agreed.
So I just
know.
What?
I love to fuck with my hormones. I really do.
It's crazy.
Like a game of Uno. I'm like, now you're in, now you're out. Let's dibble with that, not dibble with that.
It's like the pills.
Progesterone.
No, any kind of like messing with that natural balance, I think is
the
is
new
scary.
Can. The new spritz, progesterone spritz.
Yeah. Literally. I'm
on
like
your feet.
A pill, a little lotion right here. Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm off of it all.
Yeah. It's crazy it how is, like the slightest thing can
do something.
Did you do IVF for both of your kids?
Just for my first.
Okay.
And then we were going to do it again for my second. And Valentine's Day happened and.
Oh my God.
And it just happened. And I was like, oh, see,
Jigs.
I can't procreate. I know Jig.
And aww. Jigs looks like that could have definitely been aided with a little progesterone.
What's
his
name?
Size.
His name is Jagger. My maiden name was Jaeger with a J. So my nickname was Jiggy growing up. It went from Jigger to Jigga to Jiggy. And then I'm like, how cute. I'm going to have like my own little Jiggy.
Little Jigs.
But he looks like a Jigs.
He does. I like feel like I'm the only one that calls him Jigs though.
I feel like you are too.
Jigs.
I do. But yeah, I know there's a couple of people that call them Jigs.
Yeah.
Don't feel that special.
Wait, look. pamphlets. Here we go.
Oh my God. Here we go.
The Mac Daddy test. You ready for this, Halston? New Amsterdam. Genomics? What? Genomics?
Who sold you all these tests?
Come from Holland?
Who's selling you these?
Psychic.
Oh, your new doctor?
Yeah.
You have a new doctor?
Look at that. I do.
Oh.
And how'd it go?
I really like him. He's very young. He's my age.
DNA.
So I mean, I don't really know.
Why don't you just like throw out some money and, you know, we can like come back and discuss it.
I was like,
I don't know. I just think a lot of these young doctors like the younger doctors are more
inclined to dabble in this. He's all about preventative stuff.
I agree. And I am too, but you got to do the research too. Again, I think the upside outweighs the
downside.
Don't
get me wrong.
The downside is the money, I guess.
Yeah.
Or maybe potentially getting flagged for something that isn't real.
Or my doctor was saying that with the Prenuvo thing, he's like, are you inclined to get something done or like not be able to sleep if you do find something? Because he's like, something happened with one of his patients that they found something in his lung.
Yeah.
Something very small, but he's just like freaked out about it.
Yeah.
Got surgery to get it fixed. That escalated into something else. Complications of that surgery went to something else.
Yeah.
And now he's all just fucked up. So like,
Jesus.
Yeah,
no, exactly. I know. Because
then you go mess with something and that probably.
Oh, and I would totally go messing with whatever was found.
1000%.
Yeah. I wouldn't be like,
I'm just going to sleep soundly tonight.
No. I'm like, I have an itch. I'm going to scratch the fuck out of it.
Until it bleeds and it causes an ulcer. And then I'll get some more pills for that.
Skin graft. Yeah. But anyway, so I did it. We'll see. It takes 2 weeks.
You did the $8,000 one too?
Fuck no.
Oh.
No, the
these are the two
line.
You did. You did
I just did, what if you found cancer early enough to make a difference? And I was like, don't mind if I do. Yeah.
You did the gallery and you did this
I
one?
I was like, sign me up, doc. And then what sucks is that the nurse started doing blood, but I had to get blood work done anyway. And I was like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to do it. And then he came in. He's like, so we sent it out. And I was like, fuck, it's too late. And so I was like, oh, I guess I'm finding out in 2 weeks. But what bums me out is that like before my doctors were always linked to Cedars. So I'd get a sneak peek at my blood work, which I really like.
Yeah.
I like to like dig around and do my own Google.
Yeah.
Like well before we discuss.
Mm-hmm. That sounds dangerous. It's your own Google.
Oh, I love it.
The stuff out there though is I know. Gonna, that, that's why
but
you go
batshit crazy. But now he gets it and now I'm at the mercy of him.
Well, I mean,
you know, I want to see it. I want to get my hands on it.
Yeah. And then come up with a new remedy before they do.
Exactly. Be like, don't worry. I've been taking zinc and iron up until our conversation. I saw my low blood counts. You know, I like to get in there, but we'll see.
Oh, good Lord.
I don't want to talk any more about health things.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Well, she's healthy.
Downer. I'm healthy.
No.
I am the outcome of something crazy that happened.
Yeah.
And you're back.
I went to Barry's boot camp like 6 months later and like just sobbed the entire time.
Oh, could you not work out for a bit?
I mean, it's not recommended when your brain gets cracked open, your skull, and I have now a titanium plate with screws inside.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Yeah. And it builds character.
It sure does. Yeah. I mean, shit.
I know. Went through a lot.
Would you say you're a lot healthier now?
Yeah.
Physically? Like,
Yeah.
Like, does something
I ran
like that.
LA Marathon this year. Yeah. I was like, that's why it was for my 5 year. I was like, what can I do for myself that makes me think, wow, I've like made it. So then I trained for the half. I did the full because mind over matter. Like my body was hurting, but my mind's like, just keep going. Don't stop.
Amazing.
And I didn't stop.
We should do a marathon.
So you changed your lifestyle dramatically afterwards or not really?
I mean, yeah, definitely. Like there's like little things here and there that I'll be like, whoa. You know, where before I would be like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm 21. I mean, I'll take two steps back and look back at that moment. Uh-huh. I mean, definitely. I look at my kids differently.
Yeah.
I'm like so grateful. Like there's moments where I look at them and I go, like, you guys wouldn't even remember me. Like if I was gone at this point.
Oh God.
Yeah. Like I know, dark.
That's different.
But but it makes me then realize.
That's so nice to have that.
They do need me. Yeah. You guys do love me when I shout at you all the time.
Yeah.
With Toby, he's just like, I don't know what I would have done. Like he still talks about it. He's like, I mean, I had a full time nanny, like where would our lives have been? Oh, he says that he would have moved back to England and had the parents help out.
Ugh, your kids would have been assholes.
Wait, they're not now.
No, they're not. They would have been little Brits.
Yeah.
You know,
why would they have been assholes?
Because they're good looking and they'd get an accent and they'd be like, oh, Daddy doesn't do that or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, because they would have Mary Poppins as
a
nanny.
Yeah, they would.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's make
a picture.
They'd
be like little dicks.
I'm confused.
But cute ones with little accents.
Like, yes.
Like Jigs Abby would little never, Matilda dress.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good recovery story.
It really is.
Yeah, I should probably do a TED Talk.
Really should.
you too can survive something as gnarly as what
don't
I've been
worry
through.
And then you got me on the other couch.
I'm dying. You're
we found something now.
You're perfectly
what?
Healthy and you act like you're dying.
I think I'm done after this. I'm gonna stop digging for shit.
Yeah.
Although I did get my IUD out yesterday.
Oh.
And I have a sense of calm rushing over me.
Do you?
Uh-huh. Is that what happens?
Yeah. Was yours the hormone free? Did we discuss that?
Yeah, no, I didn't do that one.
Yours had hormones.
Loaded
up.
It was like.
Oh my God. It was well, like
no
nuts.
Wonder you're it's that like shit. What is happening? Load me up. I didn't even know you can get like a certain dosage. You're like, just crank it
and
up.
They take it out and it's like this.
Stop it.
Lost it.
How long are they? I thought they were like
they're like
capsules.
This big and then they have two arms that point out
and yours you had the extended warranty
and they're like
they have two machine guns on each side.
Yeah,
all right. Well, yeah. Mazel tov.
Thank you.
Wait, why did you get it taken out? You're thinking about a third?
Keeping my body on its toes.
Does Lola, like, does Lola need a little sister?
Who say? Hell no.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy. I think about her. She's never been on birth control. Ever. Body's a fucking temple.
not really, I haven't ever been on birth control.
I mean, she's riddled with booze, but like, riddled. Like she's riddled, not riddled. Swole riddled from like this. All the hormones swole. And yeah.
I did take progesterone for the first few months of my pregnancy with Dom though.
Ugh.
They do say it helps.
Yeah. Yeah.
To keep it
but
in.
But that's different than all the IVF stuff, right? The IVF, what else are they giving you?
Everything. You get like
estrogen.
Yeah. They like make your body like the perfect vessel to house an egg that beautifully then like puts it out and lays it. The embryo yeah. down yes. into the pillow
yeah.
of the progesterone yeah. and all the things yeah. and the timing. And it's like
yeah. Yeah.
so many things. They have it so calculated.
But how many different hormones do they give you? Do you know?
Good Lord. This was a while ago, but it was, yeah, estrogen and progesterone.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
you're shooting
a cocktail
yourself.
Of sorts.
It's a cocktail sort to yeah. make it you like perfectly. Well, in the beginning, it's the harvesting of the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like different
oh
steps.
Yeah, hormones for that. And then hormones once you.
So I get a lot. Yeah. I got lots of eggs yeah. just all brewing.
Like yeah. Like do you have Easter more egg. On ice?
Oh, I do. Hot topic.
And there are, yeah, there are six of them. And
yeah.
my IVF doctor is the one now that's getting sued because somebody said they, a couple said that he threw them away. Yeah. That's like news. And it's news
did he,
because
did
he helped with the Kardashians and some of the other celebrities or something. And it has nothing to do with them, but everyone's now confused. Like, did the Kardashians embryos get thrown away? No, it was just a random
but
other couple.
Did he admit that he had done that?
I mean, first of all, it's not him. It's like the cryo service banks
yeah.
that like do
why,
all that.
But like what, why would you throw them all? Like, I'm sure it was a mistake. It wasn't like it.
No, it's not like, it's like, oh, here's the trash.
Yeah.
I'd be like, but
yeah.
I don't like them.
Yeah. yeah.
Their kids turned out like assholes. We don't mm-hmm. want to make more of them.
Like, yeah.
What
yeah.
do you do now?
I mean, Toby thinks that they're gone. I just haven't signed off on it. I'm like, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't want another child, but like maybe there's like a new scientific thing. They're like the perfect embryos of my daughter. What if she needs
an embryo? Like,
No.
Oh, gross.
For her?
Just kidding.
Oh my
know.
God. Her,
no. Oh yeah, gross.
Yeah.
That'd be her own sister carrying her
dad
sister.
Is her no. Okay.
Gross. Oh my God. Did you see our face? I'm just disgusting. Like,
ew, she just
what
diddled mom and
like stem cells type things.
Yeah, like all the things that are coming out. Like maybe she needs a new pancreas. I don't even know. Like, and then they could maybe clone one and off of
you could
the
just,
embryo.
You could.
I don't know.
Remember that movie with The Island with Scarlett Johansson and Ewan McGregor?
No.
Yes.
Were
it's
they,
fantastic.
Where they grow a second version mm-hmm. of you
yeah.
just in case you need like an arm or like
wait,
an organ.
I was just thinking that's where my head went. And then I was like, that's so fucked up that we'd grow another yeah. kid and be like,
yeah.
Okay, good night.
I'm just going to take your pancreas. I'm gonna take your heart.
Yeah.
Good night.
Bye. Thank
for the
you.
Older
thank
one.
Thank you.
I mean,
for
or
the original.
For the original. Bye-bye.
But that's, I mean, it literally, it's because of that movie that I think
yeah.
this way.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's something else.
I wonder if embryos are as powerful as like stem cells.
Well, that's
well.
What,
aren't embryos stem cells?
Well, they're in there. There's
they're
some in
there. There.
There's some.
Listen
did
to
you
us.
Guys,
we sound like doctors.
I was just gonna say
we're
sound like a bunch of dum-dums.
Did you guys save your umbilical cords?
I did not. I did not make
the
a smoothie
cord blood?
Out of
no.
it.
No.
The placenta smoothie, along with my
You did that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that does it. It's like a package. Like,
yeah, it's a deal.
No, I just did
you
the cord blood.
You didn't get a panel for that either?
Fuck yeah. I just did the cord blood.
What do you mean, just?
That's all I stored.
Like, you didn't just do it. Like, that's the only thing you did.
Oh, yeah, I was going that way too.
Yeah, but they also have said that the odds, like, of that actually being viable or usable are slim. But do you pay every month to keep it, like?
It's like once a year. The original storage fee is expensive. Mm. It's like $4,000. And then after that, it's like, I think, like $80 a year.
It's kind of a racket, but whatever.
It is a racket. You got to utilize it. Maybe like put it into an own facial or something. Yeah, you know.
I was kind of saving it in case like cancer or something like that.
Well, you don't have it because you just got tested.
Yeah, you're fine.
I don't know, but they say that anyone in your family can use it, like your immediate family.
I mean, that's
like
nice.
If my parents needed it, something.
But like the question is, has anyone used it and it's been proven to actually work?
Yes, it has.
It's all hypothetical.
It has.
No?
Yeah,
no.
Totally has.
Like how many?
I don't know. But I feel better saying that people have done it and it's 100%
something else that you could throw actually work. Out. Doctors do not recommend that you bank cord blood on the slight chance that your baby will need stem cells someday. If your baby were to need stem cells, he or she would probably need stem cells from someone else rather than his or own stem cells. Yeah, it would
exactly,
be for
because
a sibling.
If you have something wrong with you.
Yeah. So Lola can use Ted's. Ted's can use Lola.
I mean,
and guess what? If your kids need some, I will share.
Oh, that's sweet.
I will share.
No, but it has to be like, I think it has to be
in your family.
Yeah. Okay, wait, I have questions for you guys. So you said you like Stagecoach, yeah? Is that your thing?
No, I'd never been. I'd been to Coachella. I was a Coachella girl. I'm more of an electric dance music kind
of
girl.
Yeah.
Stagecoach was just like a.
Okay, so have you ever been to Burning Man?
I've always wanted to go and I have like so many really good friends that like love it, but I would have get taken just to like see it and just to say that I've been there. I do not want to do a week and I don't want to be in a desert with that surrounding for a whole week. I think it's too much.
Yeah.
But if I could just like get a helicopter, have it place me inside
Everyone says this. Some people do that, right? They helicopter.
They do.
But what do you want to see? You want to see the installations?
Displays. Yeah. And like, I mean, do I want to sit in a tent?
Do you
naked,
want to wear goggles
and
wear like platforms and booty shorts?
I mean, no. I want to come on something fun though.
Kind of.
Like, no, not like that.
I don't understand. Like, I do not understand this culture. Like, it's like a whole genre of people that love it, like die for it. And you have to pay. It's like $10,000 or something. I think like, the minimum is like 10 grand or something.
The pictures getting in and out make me nauseous.
Have you seen Dr. Deb.
But look at some of those art installations.
Deb is Teddy Mellencamp's mom.
No.
Oh my God. Halston. Deb.
Does this relate to Burning
Man? Yes.
Where are we going?
100%. She is like the queen of Burning Man.
I mean, the installations are pretty cool.
I have seen her. Yeah. Oh, she likes it?
Loves.
Bronwyn,
yeah.
Who'd you just say? You said someone else.
Oh, Teddy Mellencamp. Sorry. It's not Teddy Mellencamp. It's,
I mean, she looks like Betsy Johnson.
Stop.
She is a fucking rat. Loves. And her husband been together forever. He looks like our age and they're the same age. It's wild. And she's so much fun to follow. I think she was kicked off Instagram for a hot minute.
That's her husband?
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, I don't understand it. I need to find someone who's been and like is like diehard because I need intel. I don't understand. Mm-mm. I need to just at least understand it.
It's Burning Man. What don't you understand? It's Burning Man.
I don't understand. I have like people, friends that you would never think would be into that and like,
I mean,
love
I get it.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't
like people
the
that aren't
part.
Into drugs, that aren't into all that stuff. They just like the whole
spiritual off.
Awareness.
That
there
is
are people,
weird.
There are people that come, that go, that don't do drugs, that just love the energy of the people doing drugs around them.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I know. I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either. But it is like a spiritual, I mean, I don't know. I think everyone gets along. It's a happy
place.
And
are people just DJing? Because it's not live music. I mean, it's not like bands.
It's not
just like DJs.
It's like electric dance music.
It's electric funk.
You have like your own little camp set and then you can play your own music.
Bologna sandwiches.
I mean, it kind of scares me.
I don't know.
Bologna? What am I thinking of? Okay? I'm thinking of
the Fire Island.
No, Fire Festival. The Fry Festival.
Fry.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh God, that never happened. Sandwich. The festival that never happened. The Faux Festival. Cuddy, what? I got this new product. Have you seen the powder that you put on your roots?
Samantha.
Do you have it?
Of course I have.
Oh my God.
Why have you not shown it to me?
Because you're blonde. Wait, I mean, you never have a root.
I brought it. I'm going to need to demo it.
I was going to say, so during, after my craniotomy.
Oh yeah?
I had like the peach fuzz kind of coming in. Like I didn't know how my hair was going to come out. But then I did buy it with, is it like the powder with the actual color?
Yes. You blot.
You blot it.
I just got my roots done. Ready?
How have you not told me about this? I think it's amazing. This?
I'm just kidding. I don't have it, but I wanted to pretend like I did.
Oh my God. You liar.
Watch, I would tell. Watch. I'm going to look sick.
So wait, what is that? Look. That just like fills it in?
It's amazing.
Does that fill in your bald spots? What is it supposed to do? It's like a shimmer.
Like, look, if her roots were worse.
Oh.
Look. Do you see it?
Oh my.
Look, you're a Scandinavian like blonde.
I look like the chick from Game of Thrones.
You're like Targaryen.
Here, get this piece.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Holy fuck.
You're welcome.
A new product for Cuddy. It's all she needs.
You're welcome. It comes in every color too.
That's a great color.
I actually like it because I don't mind a little root, but if you just wanted to brighten it up.
Yeah.
I wonder.
A little shimmer.
I don't even think it's shimmer. It's just like color. And they have 15 colors.
Genius.
Yeah, isn't it genius? This is called Boldify, but I saw a different one on Instagram. I see a lot on Instagram.
Do it on yours.
I see a lot on Instagram and then I go buy it on Amazon because there's always a different brand and it's an easier buy. I don't need to go to some weird website. Where, like, I may or may not get it. Because at least there's accountability with Amazon, right?
Yeah, I want to be able to do a screen grab of a code and just walk to a UPS and return that dumb shit.
Yeah. I do the
exactly
exact
if I don't like
thing.
It. Because they make all the same stuff.
And then I'm like, where did I order it from?
It's right there.
Okay, ready?
You got a catalog.
Are you ready? Well, I just had my roots done too. Okay, ready, Cuddy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty.
Wow, that looks so good.
Right? You know what? You can really see it on the sides. Because I'm into that, like, they call it a Scandi hairline. Have you heard of it?
I like a Scandi
when they
hairline.
Do, like, they don't like, you're not going totally platinum.
Yeah.
But this is all, they just paint around
it's
your
like
hairline.
It's like a white ashy
look.
Come
on.
Yeah, it does look like you
come
just
at me, bro.
In.
What do you think?
I might just paint my hair the rest of my life.
Right? Do your entire look, hair that. Look. Just like.
You are so Scandi with
you're
that.
You're so Targaryen.
Oh, Targaryen.
Thank
this is
you.
The thing
that's
you've
such
ever
a compliment.
Said.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you
hot.
So much. I knew it. Targaryen. That's the way to my heart. You had me at Targaryen.
Yeah, that's hot.
Okay, so this is Boldify.
I'm going to need a gallon of that to get rid of my roots. Evie always goes, Mom, I love your hair. It's like two different colors. It's dark on top and light on the bottom. I go, oh, that means mommy hasn't had time.
What do you mean? I like your hair.
Is that not
highlights?
It's highlights, but I haven't done it in like 6 months.
Oh, well, I like that. I actually intentionally did that a few years ago.
Oh, like the almost ombre?
Yeah, yeah.
But my grays now
you have grays.
Look like...
Well, you Boldify.
Oh, no, it actually looks like it's
wait,
highlight.
You know what? I'm going to do some on her.
Oh. Let's just do a big streak in the front like she's a witch.
Like I'm a witch.
No, like you're Elsa.
Doing a highlight.
Oh, like... Well... Is this a look? Is this a new look?
I mean, it kind of does pull it down a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, it kind of does pull it. Bend over?
Bend over.
Sorry.
If I had a dime.
Every time.
It kind of works.
Kind of. Not really. I'm not convinced.
I feel like
you did like little itty bitty pieces like right here.
Or,
to like highlight.
Or highlight did the dark brown color.
The dark brown, yeah.
And pull it down so then it looks like freshly... Done.
So I'm going to buy the dark brown and I'm going to take some before and after photos.
Thank you. We love before and afters. She's the queen of before and I'm the queen of after. We don't
so
actually
sad.
Have.
Yeah. We have nothing in between.
We have nothing in between. So we got sent some makeup from Brandy. Brandy Wine
Brandy?
Is her name. Her name's Brandy Wine. That's kind of a fun name. She sent us a few samples from this brand Golden Rose. Apparently it's a Turkish brand because when we were talking about all the drugstore stuff.
Oh.
Anyway, we'll report back. We've got mascara.
What is it?
tinted lip balm, mascara, and ooh, tinted can I see moisturizer. The mascara? Yeah. This isn't my way.
Really? You just
I didn't want to overshoot.
So what's the whole spiel on this brand? Like,
I don't have a huge spiel. It's from Turkey, tested with EU standards, affordable. Because, you know, Katie and I were talking about all the like French drugstore yes. brands that are like probably better than a lot of the fancy brands we have here.
And cheap.
And yeah, because like the French believe everyone should look good, not just the rich people.
I like that.
I don't know.
I like that.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I do. It does look very instant lift, full body, volume and length. I like volume and length. You know what bothers me when mascaras are like, would you like volume or length? I'm like, both?
Yeah. Why does it have like, to be one or the other?
Well, if you had to choose, what would it be?
Volume.
For sure.
Yeah, volume. For sure.
Like, I don't like just length. You know what? Thrive.
Because it gets too long.
Have you tried Thrive Cosmetics, the one in the green?
Yeah.
That's just length, basically. Right. And I'm like, I don't like spider legs.
Yeah, and it gets to the point where it's like when it curls and it's too long that it lands touches. Up on the yes. top and now you've got like
yes.
all the schmear.
So volume first, length second.
Yes,
but I'm with
this, you. This conversation could totally be taken out of context.
Would
girth
you prefer?
First.
Yeah, exactly. You like how we both, again, I mean, I don't know.
Again.
Length, like where does it go?
Yeah, exactly. Where are you trying to get to?
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, where, like can I get Cottie's diagram of her body and see where it would go?
Okay, yeah, I want this one. Yeah. This brush looks way better.
It's all, oh yeah.
This one says volume, defining volume. That one's, look, that's what the length, look at the wand on that. The length.
Hold on. Is this color golden rose?
No, it's
like
golden rose is
color?
The name of the brand. This, oh. okay, this is the yeah. kind of wand that I like.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Wait, what? What is that?
I got the fucking stick.
I kind of like that one though, because it's up to
me. They do that. That's like
you like the little stick.
You can have it.
It's like mine. I'm catching lice. You fucker. I knew I was going to feel the brrr coming out.
Oh my God.
You can have either one.
Yeah.
You can have either
one.
Wait,
is that the length defining one?
Thank
when
you,
it has
Brandy,
the
for sending these. We will
I like this.
I was going to say, I could see them lengthening
from
there.
Here.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I just got the really good one.
Yeah. It's,
well, that one said volume and length, so.
Yours is just girth.
That's all I want.
Can you imagine on a mascara? Like,
where's it going?
Where's it going? Where does it go when it's longer? I don't know. I mean, I always think
I love
that.
It. I say,
where does it go?
Like, yeah, no, not good.
I mean, a tampon can only go so far. It's like, what happens?
It's unknown. It's, like, it's a mystery.
Winner, chicken dinner.
You like that one?
Hell yeah.
Are you now messing with my mind?
No, it's, can't you tell?
I could see it from here. Yeah, did you have mascara on before?
No, it's amazing.
Oh, you didn't have it before.
That's what else
I was going to say. That's like a double.
What?
This one.
You fucker. What is this? Look at those Jedi-like hands.
I like the orange better than the.
Choco cake?
I mean, it does look
Samantha?
Amazing.
Put some on. Let me see.
Is it getting your
Come
one?
Come on.
Your one
lucky you can wear
eyelash?
Anything with your Scandi hairline.
Oh. Cottie, is it getting your one?
I
lucky
can't with
eyelash.
That. Okay. It's, I hate it.
I didn't know what it was. And she's like, it's getting in my way. I'm like, well then, pull it. What? Is this a whole nother conversation?
You're getting gifted some tinted moisturizer, some tinted lip balm.
Oh, look at that catch.
The is it still there? Your lash?
Yeah.
I can't wait. Do you like it? It really creeps me out. It smells good.
Mm-hmm. It smells like a cocoa
butter.
It's going
to look good on your
I have glossary
Asian
on.
Sensation skin.
What
Asian
does Mike say sensation. About your weird lash?
He doesn't notice that.
Well, you said it doesn't really last.
Oh my God, look how good that looks on her.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Shit.
It's like cocoa butter. It comes with an accent.
It actually does look good
looks
on you.
So good
I think
on
you need
you.
To keep it.
It actually
that looks
tastes
really,
really
good on
too.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Golden rose.
Yeah.
All right. Golden rose.
Oh, chocolate cake. It does taste like chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like your...
It looks hot. You look like you sat in the sun for a minute.
And just like doused
my body.
And then
crawled out
it.
And we're like, it's chocolate cake. Ooh.
Look at my I like lips. Your Scandi hairline. I think you should actually do that next time you get color.
I'm going to. Okay, I got to go pick up Teddy. Oh, I love right. you.